away from here.
Dinosaur, see, 8 was shy. You find it up a band.
Before 8, I must be away from here.
8 is that the time you find it up a band.
While we are opening Numbers chapter 25.
Numbers chapter 5.
25?
Numbers 25, sorry.
It's a special day.
This is a Katawa one.
A year and a day ago, our pastor passed on. So it's like to me a special day to speak about him in one way. Just one element that I picked and it has always blessed me. And I want to take that as my thought tonight. The subject is atmosphere, but the thought is humility. That's how I want to look at it tonight. As I remember my friend, as I remember our pastor, I believe you all love him, and you still look forward to one day when you cross, to meet him over there. We have this consolation that he has only changed the location. He was this side of the river Jordan. Now he is across over on the other side of the same river.
Where is Jordan? Yes, you know, I can't go and book up. Where is the merchant in Jordan?
Amen.
Amen.
Did you get something?
Panelechamawana.
If you don't get something, get me the book. I will just read it from here. While they are getting the book, shall we bow our heads? Gracious Heavenly Father, tonight, I'm thankful as I approach your throne of grace and mercy, knowing, Lord, we are creatures. On this side of the river Jordan, creatures of time.
Amen.
But because we have received the Holy Ghost, we have received life eternal, we have become creatures of eternity.
Amen.
We have circumstances and situations around us where we are bound, like Paul of old says, time is failing us. Amen. But Lord, we desire to do the best that we can.
Hallelujah.
To give glory to your name, to live the best we can, to give glory to your name. At the end of this life, we would want, like that colored brother said, I want to have my ticket in my hand, already punched and checked. I don't want trouble on the River Jordan.
Amen.
When death comes along, because it will one day, Lord, we want to be found ready to cross.
Hallelujah.
We don't want to be crying, but like Sister Hope Branham, she said to her husband, believe you have preached about it, but you have never imagined what it is. And the husband says, what is it? She says, heaven. Lord, we know we preach about these things, but eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered the imagination of man what you prepared for us across the river.
Amen.
And we are thankful tonight that our pastor is across there. If he were to look back and look down, you'd feel pity for us, looking at the conditions that we are living in, full of dust, full of pollution, contaminations of different kinds. But Lord, we know we are looking for a better day, a better body, a better eternity. Gracious Lord, as we are gathered now to read from your word, no man can help another. We are all sinners saved by grace. It has fallen my lot tonight to stand to speak to your children, your heritage, together with my brother here.
Amen.
May you anoint us with the Spirit of God.
Yes, my
the Lord. Spirit that can speak words of life.
Amen.
The Spirit which can write those words on the fleshly tables of our hearts and be able to remind us at the appropriate time when we need to use that word to overcome the enemy. May you come down and push me aside together with my brother. And may you give us the Spirit of ear to hear.
Amen.
At the end of it all, we'll give glory, honor, and praise back to your holy name, for you deserve it all. I pray and commit the word. As we read it, we know the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. May it come down and quicken it and bring life to each one. We want to go back, like the prophet says, better people than when you walked in. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I commit the whole service for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Numbers 25.
Numeri 25.
I believe we have a library of some kind somehow. Do we? We should be able to get. I think. Good. Fine. Before I read the scriptures, sorry to keep you standing. That's the last paragraph of the church's book. Says, not for one moment do I bring a message to the people that they may follow me or join my church. Or start some fellowship and organization. I've never done that. And we will not do that now. Before I read this, it was my way of looking at the message. Not to preach, to impress, and make disciples. But what we are going to read further down has been my desire. He says, I have no interest in those things. But I do have an interest in the things of God and people. And if I can accomplish just one thing, I will be satisfied. That one thing is to see established a true spiritual relationship between God and men. If I can achieve that, I will button up my suit and correctly place my necktie and walk back home satisfied. That's my desire. So each time you see me stand here, just pray for me to accomplish this desire. Wherein men become new creations in Christ, filled with His Spirit, and live according to His word.
Those who have known me for quite some time know that I don't want things that are shining and showing like Hollywood. Those who love those things, it's their calling.
I don't find fault with them, by the way.
And if I want to know more,
you remember the prophet says, it's a monkey spirit that likes shiny things. Because what glitters is not gold. But what glows? I desire glowing things. Fill with His Spirit and live according to His word. That's my desire. I would invite, plead, and warn
nikuyambira
all to hear his voice
vose kuti manzwe izwi rake
at this time
panguva ino
say that yield your lives completely unreservedly to him
uye mopa upenyu hwenyu zvizere pasina kuzora kwaari
even as I trust in my heart that I have given my all to him
kunyange sekuvimba kwandina kumwoyo mangu kuti ndakapa zvose zvangu kwaari
I like this concluding statement
ndinofarira mapepisira akaita chitaurwa ichi
God bless you
mari vakuropa fadzei
and may his coming
uye dai kuuya kwake
rejoice your heart
kwafadza moyo wangu
and there's only one way for his coming to rejoice your heart and my heart it's when we are ready
uye pane nzira imwe chete yekuti kuuya kwake kufadze moyo wako newangu ndipo apo kana takagadzirira
when we are ready we always try to beg for an extension of our life
kana takagadzirira kana tisina kugadzirira tinogara tichida kuti dai mwari mangoti wedzerei nguva kana
May God help us tonight.
Dai mwari vatibatsira manherano.
May God help me tonight.
Dai mwari vatibatsira ini manherano.
I normally take long.
Ndinowanzo
reba. You already know.
Sezvamunowanzoziva.
But I will be a faithful servant tonight.
Asi nhasi ndichava muranda akatendeka.
Numbers 25.
Numbers 25.
I love you all. That has always been within me.
Ndinokudai mose izvagara zviri mandiri nguva dzose.
Because I love your pastor.
Nekuda kuti ndinoda mufudzi wenyu.
I love every one of you.
Ndinoda mumwe nemumwe wenyu mose.
Whether you love me or not.
Zvisinei kuti iwe unondida here kana takundine.
I love you all the same.
Asi ndinongokuda zvakadaro.
Can you also say amen to me?
Ndinokumbira kuti amen.
Verse 1 of Numbers 25.
Yes, kutanga panhume 25.
I think you just read it.
Yechiverenge murimi rwamai
up to verse 9
kusvika verse 9 zvino vaIsraeri vakagara paShitimi vanhu vakatanga kuita upombwe navanasikana vaMoabhu nokuti vakadana vanhu vauye kuzvibayiro zvaMwari wavo vanhu vakadya vakafugamira vaMwari vavo vaIsraeri navaIsraeri nokuti wakanga ane shungu pakati pavo dzakafanana neshungu dzangu Naizvozvo handina kuparadza vana vaIsraeri neshungu dzangu. Amen.
Verse 12, wherefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace. That's okay. May the Lord bless the ring of his word. We take our seats.
Naizvozvo ropafadza kuverengwa kweshoko ravo. Garai zvenyu pasi.
The prophet tells us,
Profeta vanotiudza
about atmosphere.
Pamusoro peupo.
My subject is it all depends on the atmosphere.
Chidzidzo changu chinoti zvose zvinobva pakuti upo hwacho hwakamira sei.
Right. Got it perfect. It all depends on the atmosphere.
Zvose zvinongobva pakuti upo hwacho hwakamira sei.
And the thought is humility.
Pfungwa yangu iri yekuti zvini kuzvininipisa
humble thyself
zvininipise
I was wondering to myself how these two are going to be connected
ndanga ndichitofungawo pachangu ndichiti ndichabatanidza sei zvinhu zviirizvi
but I pray the Lord helps me
asi ndinonamata kuti Mwari vandibatsire
to have the two connected somehow
kuti ndibatise nyaya kuzvininipisa ine nyaya yehupo
from the message love 560726
kubva mumharidzo inonzi rudo
The prophet there says,
Profita imo movanoti,
God dwells in the center of humility and simplicity.
Mwari vanogara pakati pekuzvininipisa neunyoro.
Don't never forget that.
Usambofa wakazvikanganwa izvi.
You might forget your bank account number. You might forget the valuables that you have in this life. But never forget where God dwells. If you want to build God a house where he will come and dwell, build a house called humility. As long as there is pride around you and about you, forget about God ever coming near. Because God only dwells in the center of humility. No matter how many miracles you may perform, no matter how many wonders or signs that you can demonstrate and show, if we don't see humility around you, I for one will know what is around you.
Kana tikasaona usina kukomberedzwa nekuzvininipisa, inini ndinoziva kwazvinenge zvabva.
It has not come from God.
Hazvina kubva kuna Mwari.
We know from scripture.
Tinoziva kubva mumagwaro.
That many will come.
Kuti vakawanda vachauya.
On that day.
Pazuva iro.
In Matthew 7.
Muna Matthew 7.
And say, Lord.
What is she?
In your name. I cast out evil spirit. I did many wonderful works. But the Lord will say, depart from me. I never even knew you. Their life had no congruence with the life of God. God dwells in the center of humility. I remember when we ordained ministers, some four ministers last year in our
church.
I gave each one of them a Bible and this little book. Humble thyself as you minister God's word. This is what I learned so much out of Brother Chester's life. It would be very tragic if this church fails to live a humble life like our pastor did
before.
Because his humility spoke volumes of Christianity to us. And we are witnesses. And his life will be a judgment directly against us if we don't live a humble
life.
May God help me as a friend. I would not want to be found wanting. Because each time I would know he is the humble man that I befriended. And I want to say I am proud of such a friend. And I am proud of a correct way of choosing a correct friend. May God help each one of us to find such friends. I won't hesitate to say to anyone at any time, Hama Blessing Chester is my friend.
Amen.
Amen. So I just want to read this before we get started. A little bit on humility. From the message, humble thyself. It just came to me a few minutes before I walked up here. If you observed, I was checking this little book and I picked something and folded a page. The prophet said here on paragraph 76, and God can only operate as we let him operate.
77,
you know, people want power. And really, they don't know what power is. See, they don't really know what goes with it. The way up is down always.
If you
want power, see how humble you can get. Just get away from all your worldly thinking. And humble yourself before God. And then you have got more power than the men that run all over the building.
What
should I
do?
Hallelujah.
And shouting. And jumping so high up. And sweating up to the.
You've
got more power than a man who runs around the building.
I love God's message.
This
is why when I see something in the world. Even if you try a caterpillar to move me away from it, you will not succeed.
He
says that way power is. Who doesn't want power to overcome the enemy? Who doesn't want power to overcome disease? Everybody wants power.
Even in the husband is trembling me down so much.
Right.
She comes to a point where she has to speak.
She says, if you want power,
can I simba?
See how humble you can get.
When I put
just get away from the old your worldly thinking and humble yourself before God, and then you have got more power than the men that run all over the building and makes a big lot of noise, because you have been able to conquer.
Nekuti unenge wakwanisa kukunda.
To conquer who?
Unenge wakwanisa kukunda ani?
Yourself.
Unenge wakwanisa kuzvikunda iwe. Now this is not a simple matter here. But it's just an issue of you overcoming yourself. Overcome yourself. Conquer yourself.
If
somebody steps on your
toes,
you don't know me.
No,
it shows that you really know what you are inside.
They don't really
know.
A
person actually
smiles. Zavanda
before he demonstrates to people what they didn't know about him.
Izozo manje.
That's what
others
don't know. That's what overcome that.
You know the humility at your mind.
That's the humility. That's where it is.
Somebody holds your collar, brother Rain.
Checks
you left, checks you right. Checks you back and forth. And says you are nothing. But I'm sorry. What is the first reaction inside you? You want to erupt and retaliate immediately. And do not only justice, but more than justice to the person who has ill treated you. But you. But the prophet tells us, you must overcome that. That is you.
That's what our pastor was able to do.
He will not fight
there.
He will not do any such thing. That's somebody.
He is not
to me. I don't know to you. If somebody can preach the gospel, like somebody who is pouring dry beans on a dry cow hide, and fail to live the life. I have nothing to learn from him.
And yes. Yes.
And you have nothing to learn from that person. It's not about a gift a person has of speaking. It's about the gift that is able to internalize this word and transform it into a life. And when that happens, we have bread for the children of God. And we heard that from him. I believe you agree with me. To conquer who? Yourself. And commit yourself to Christ, you see. To humble yourself before him, that really power. You show me a church, that's humble. I don't doubt this must have been read to you sometime.
But I've got my own way of reading.
If I have told the ministry, I remember a little story I heard, I think, was it from the prophet or from somebody? I can't remember.
But
he says, in a seminar somewhere, there was such a gifted preacher or lecturer. And he was training pastors or preachers in that college. And he opened one of the epistles of Paul, and he read where Paul was introducing himself before he starts saying what the Spirit was saying to those people. And it was written the first verse, Paul. And then he says, let's close our Bibles. May God add blessings to the reading of his word. And for the next 2 hours, we are talking about Paul. Then the next lecture, the next word, such a gift.
Yes.
Beautiful. But let me tell you one thing that will benefit God's children.
It's
not the eloquence of the preacher. It's not the pomp or the popularity of the preacher.
It's
not the ability of the preacher. What will help God's children is the life of the preacher. And you can only move around with God in your life if you are humble.
Unokwanisa bedzi kungofamba naMwari muupenyu hwako kana wakazvininipisa.
And that you meet creates an atmosphere. And that is the atmosphere I desire every day of my life.
And people will be surprised to say, okay, you tell me, he's the CEO of that company, but I thought he's just an ordinary man.
The doctor, touch full out of a mom, there are not the moon.
He's a doctor. I just thought he's a
that simplicity, that humility. So good to know about can address them now. I'm not being shaken.
When you're in a good piece of until people would think that you didn't even get to get seven.
You walk up to university.
But you are a graduate.
vanongofunga zvokuti hapana zviripo apo.
And people would even think there is nothing to him.
Kuzvikunda manje.
To overcome. Ndokuti
uchibvumawo kuzviita asipo.
Is to make yourself like you are not there.
Ipapo manje kuzvikunda kwokugona kuzviita wasipo nokuti waitwa asipo. Murume uyu waizvigona.
To overcome yourself to the point that when even people do not recognize your presence, that's what our pastor was able to do.
If he were to attend his own funeral,
nai vaikwanisa kunzi vanoenda kurufu rwavo
vari muboxer
in the box,
asi vachiatendawo vari pakati pemamwe maminister.
And he is also attending vashumiri vanenge vari,
munozoti papa kazara kama minister panoni.
No, many ministers here all over.
Pamwe vange vagara seri seri kwavasingaonekwi.
Probably you will be seated behind where you not be even
recognized. To begin with, he is short.
Chekutanga vapfupi.
Ino retome. So most of when he sits, he becomes even shorter. And he would be comfortable hidden like that. Being acknowledged or being not acknowledged, it didn't matter with him.
It was the same.
I
like that.
Don't worry.
Even if you don't get
to show enough, somebody can hear you. Brother, this is good. Very, very white. This is what you're going to get. This is a part of the car, the atmosphere. I say, I forgot to bring it.
We'll read about the atmosphere, but let's emphasize on this.
Do you know? The prophet tells us this 15-page message is one of the greatest messages I've ever preached. That's what he says. The prophet.
So I'm preaching a great message here, brethren.
Ini newe panyai. Ngatifambe tese.
Let's all be humble.
Ini ndodavo.
I also like
kuti ndapedza kuparidza izvo,
that after preaching
ndorarama izvozvo,
I live
ndofunga izvozvo,
I think about
ndoita mazvibatiro izvozvi,
and then I act like it.
Ndozadzisa sokutaura kwakaita Mwari kuti ndizvikunde inini,
and I fulfill it like how God put it, that I am the one fulfilling it.
Kuitwa abzenduripo zvinorwadza.
You know, for people not to recognize your presence, it's something that's very painful.
Kutosvikira Ishe pachavo vakabvuma izvo.
The Lord acknowledged it, that it's very disheartening.
Motipapi. Vakadanwa kuimba yaSimoni.
You are saying, where is the scripture? You have been invited to Simon's feast.
Cheers.
There was pomp and fanfare there.
Yes, pomp and fanfare. And some will
be
watching.
You know what happens at the parties in the world?
Do you know that before the Lord went there,
he
knew how he was going to be treated? But he went.
I want to ask you. Now, if it were you, and you knew that they were going to humiliate you, would you have gone to that feast?
Be honest with yourself and with me.
Those who were going, let's raise our hands. Those who would have gone
there.
I've not raised my hand. I know I would have not gone there.
Now, tonight, my brother,
Manirano,
to my sister.
Manirano,
yourself and myself.
Iweneni.
We need a dose of the Lord.
Know that.
Because we have not been able to overcome and conquer ourselves. We still need to work on that to conquer ourselves. I
would not have gone.
Saka, brother, service.
So, Brahma Queen, at the end of the service, I want to
give you
Amen.
We are on our way to heaven.
Brethren, let me tell you.
First Exodus,
Exodus that we have read
is the perfect type of our Exodus.
Ye Exodus yebis.
Musabuno kutwa na vanga vaka pusa kana kutivanga vanga zivis vikitika.
Don't think the Israelites were foolish or didn't know what was happening.
Asimweya ya ilapo ilipona na yawe zero.
But the spirit that was there, which has also present today, but in just not Christ, it got a hold of them.
Situation
and it got them into the power period that we have read.
Amen.
That after I am preached, or not preached, but I make it to heaven.
Then you fungus was driving, huh?
I was thinking, Panani Chichikaira Mota.
A thought just came to my mind. I want to preach one day. On the permanent versus the temporary.
How
our attention. Probably because of our carnality. We are attracted more to things that are so temporary when permanent and eternal things are there.
What would it benefit you to receive all the applause and all the adulation and the congratulations for those 2 minutes and get lost than to be hidden somewhere and make it to heaven?
Do you know what I mean?
I always speak sometimes.
What do you say?
Why? Why do you want the popularity of the hour? Popularity of tradition.
Ah, do you think is the stamp?
Well, it's popularity of the stamp. Fame of the stamp. You know, the stamp always break and say, you know, there are many birds that roost on me than any other. But there will be a lot of popularity which does not benefit anything.
A
status which is nothing before God.
Something that you get, my brother, my sister, which is not even the least significant contribution to your spirituality.
I don't want that.
Better
it's better for me not to be known like
Antipas.
As we know that Antipas, he was known in the corridors of heaven. And my faithful servant Antipas. But in the history books, he is not there.
But in the history of heaven, he is
there.
I want my history to be written in the history of heaven. Not in the history written by Chaminuka or
something.
Amen.
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 Let me read and finish. That's really
powerful. You show me a church. That's humble.
That is the kereke yakazvininipisa.
Real humble.
Yakanyatso kuzvininipisa chaiko.
84. Was it? Takaita convention pa Belvedere Teachers College, but I think earlier than that, was it 83? Takaita convention kugweru.
Before that, we had another convention kugweru.
Regina Mundi. All timers will know what I'm
talking. Regina Mundi.
That must have been our first convention kugweru.
So
there was a priest.
A
Catholic priest. Maybe he was the one in charge, I don't know. But we had started our services. Somewhere along the line, some of our services, some of our ministers met this priest, the Honorable. Sometimes it was known as the Honorable. What do you got?
You know, some of the titles we give to worldly things.
Ndakambona parliament yoku South Africa.
I once saw South African parliament.
But I don't like rubbish like that.
Ndikati andidi kutamba kusina basa.
Honorable sonso.
But when you look at him, there's nothing honorable about
him. Nothing honorable in terms of what they are saying, the way they are conducting themselves.
And I said to myself,
Lord,
you don't want such kind of a governance.
We don't want such kind of a governance.
Let your government come because it has got.
That's why tonight, my brother, my sister, be able to conquer yourself. Then you become the right honorable one for heaven. Forget it. He says, show me a church that's humble. A real humble.
Saga,
honorable priest, right?
So, Vanorek makes one priest.
What
gives you the booking for you to hold your services here? Yes, there's a certain guy who did that.
And then suddenly,
Pakarepo,
I was never informed. Who gave you that permission? That was the real priest now. The real priest now. The prophet is talking about real humble. Real humble. Show me such a
change.
He says, not arrogant.
Quite ane naro. Quite ine na ine.
Ine kututumata.
Quite ine kututumata. Sorry.
Arrogant. Kututumata. Kamu kuna jiru. Hey, who's to matter? Thank you. Who's to matter, right?
Not arrogant. A change. A sikereke.
Just sweet.
Inungo tapira.
A humble church.
Kereke yakazunini pisa.
Church ino tapira.
Just sweet.
Inungo tapira wa karungwa shukairi.
You are sweet.
Church ino kurewa ibaba.
What is he talking about when he talks about this sweet?
Thank you, Lord.
Atmosphere. It's an atmosphere that will be there, that when you stand there, you will be that good.
Muri napi tapi mimi rambaye makadaro ati budi muno tora batienda
church. My brethren, you are so sweet. Continue like that. We will never get.
Paul waka bopari zache chakadaro mo maneru and into the night he went.
You can preach to such a church all night.
Pane churches no tapira.
There are churches that are sweet.
Quite churches no lala.
Then there are bitter churches.
Praise God for the sweet churches. Let's be a sweet church. We are in a kanotapira around you. Kanotapira around each one of us. Shana kamana. Kana mwewa maru nyoburuka oshanda waka sinuruka. Muparita, nubira pana pa, asha tauri iye, ndi mwari haku taura amen. And those things are possible. Ndosa ka ishewa noti, musati matanga kuparitiru kwa pangeli, uyai, mawana quiet time.
That's why the Lord says, before preaching of the word, you must have
nguva yekunyarara yakanaka.
What are you creating? An atmosphere. You are reading. You are meditating. You are praying in silence. You are preparing the atmosphere for the service coming. And soft music is going on.
Not
there. You're not praising.
Songs.
I'm not praise.
We are not teaching
about the praise. Upo humbo tapira. Upo unake mchechi. Kuti mupari dani rapano hachatauri iye. Ishe wakuruka wotaura vamene kwatiri. Then he can administer to our need.
Okwanza kutaura zvishuwo zvenyu.
Creating right atmosphere.
Tichisika upo unotapira.
Soft music accompanying it. And softly the song leader joins in.
Zinyoro nyoro, muimbisi wenzimbo obva apinda.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Not when the song is so going so softly and so smooth, and suddenly you try to join in by interjecting and saying. You join into soft music. Let there be continuity of what's going on. And let there be our graph of service gradually going up. Into praise. Shouty glory. And down towards the handing over the service to the preacher. And we are sobered down into the word. And our hearts are mellow. Our hearts are well tilled. And the word, the seed, is ready to be planted. And we are ready to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God will have his way. Real
humble.
That creates an atmosphere. Let's go. I will show you a church. He says, just a sweet, humble church. I will show you a church that has the favor and power of God in.
Inokuratidza kereke ine favor nesimba ramwari mahiri.
Munoziva kuti simba rokudzinga madimoni rakanaka.
Do you know that the power to cast out demon is good?
Chinori,
we believe it, we love it.
Kodzavarwere nana mashura.
Miracles and wonders.
Asi,
but
simba chairo chairo.
The real true power.
Rakafirwa naKristu pamuchinjikwa.
That Christ died for on the cross.
Risiro kuita izvo.
It's not for all that.
Our majigis nemazepi evana.
Those are the little sweet nothings for the kids.
Hear me correctly?
Miyatondinzwa.
Those are serious.
That's what it is.
But what the Lord died for?
Asi ishezo vakanyatsofira.
Is the power.
Isimba.
To be able to stand and overcome the enemy's wiles, no matter which way they come, and continue living the right Christian life.
Amen.
Chinonzi salvation. Chinonzi ruponeso.
What we call salvation, kana kuti ruponeso.
Hakusiri kugona kuita zvazvi.
It's not being able to do all that.
Zvose zvinoitika.
All that can happen.
Munhu asina ruponeso.
Without salvation.
I was reading in Kadoma, one of my last services.
The prophet was saying,
God honors his word.
Mari vanoremekedza shoko ravo.
Even if it's preached by a prostitute.
Kunyange rikaparidzwa nechifeve.
I said, here is the quotation from your prophet.
Ndikati hecho chinokurova kumuprofita wenyu.
Chinozopesuka pana.
A prostitute can jump up here.
Chine sketi inotangira payakaperera chikuparidza vhangeri rechokwadi.
Ine mini sketi and preach the word of God.
Kana richishokora Mwari, God is bound to honor what has been preached.
Mwari vanotoremekedza zvatoparidzwa.
But the reason why he died on the cross
chikonzero chavakafira pamuchinjikwa
was not to be able to do all those things.
Haisiye kwanisa kuparidza nekuita zvishamiso zvese izvi. Kwete.
Is to be able to live
nekwanisa kurarama
the life of the word.
Upenyu hweshoko.
Ukaona munhu agona kurarama upenyu hweshoko ndoshamwari iyoyo.
If you find a man and he has been able to live the life of the word, that is a true friend.
Ndiye mukomana wokuda.
That is a boy to get married to.
Ndiye musikana wokuda.
That is a girl to marry.
Kwete ane mari nokuti mangwana inopfuura yoenda pa next
door. Not the one who's got money. The money can, he can get broke one day.
Haiti kure. Inoenda pamuona kuti iya apa. Yabva pedi yaina.
Money, you know, it always leaves the footprint. You know,
it's
traveling from this
part
to the other one.
May God help us. You need to tell the old-time gospel.
Please bear with me. I believe in the old-time gospel.
Kwete evangeli rema zimabonu wakashwa kwa nisi. Bring them in. That's what I was doing. Bring them in.
Not the bring them in gospel.
No, I started with messages.
No, those who say no, I was born in the message.
Messages. Kubirani, this is come van. Time in the church is finger. This is what I said.
Even from my youth, I
would
go to church. You know what the message was, but I was in the message.
Which one alive in order and way back?
But now look at the life that the man lives or the woman lives.
There's one. Bring them in, young fellow who spoke to my wife one time.
And he said, Sister Mabugu, I want to tell you something. I'm a youth.
She knows the youth in church.
What we call the youth in church,
the message
of the message,
is the world in the church.
In Nika, I have been in church.
Very good. Nemu youth, anoziva zvinoitika papaka pakati pema.
Sister Mabhuku is being told by a youth who knows what happens.
Isu hatini izvozvo youth ndizvo.
We don't want such kind of a testimony youth.
Isu taiziva kuinda mumba yako uri wega, wondotunga kona yemba. Onamata uripo until heaven comes down.
We are used to go into your own secret chamber and pray until God comes down.
Kwete zvenyu zvamazvanzo kushurwa apa, woshurwa apa. Hosiyari ripakata parisina kukamwa.
Not what you are doing these days of these peoples and these more hairstyles.
We don't know about that.
That
is never.
We don't know all those funny things.
Zvinoitika ndozvinoitika nokufamba kwenguva asi mudhara ndozvichisinda wakagadzirisa munhu zvokumugadzirisa makore iwayo.
But whatever happens during the movement of time, but we know our elder Chisinde, he would suit everyone very well.
Hamuna aibatsirwa.
People would be helped.
Why God's not had a battle?
And you would leave office knowing that the pastor is really helping me.
That's what we want. To the life.
To help the life.
Because when you are crossing like you crossed,
you
will be having your life to testify for you and to stand for you. Correct.
I want a life that can stand for me.
Manje, manje, sorry.
I'm finishing just now.
Manje, manje.
I'll
show you a church that is favor one
in a favor
and power of God in favor.
Do you want favor?
Say church.
As a church.
What a favor is a
Nungabu. Do you want favor as an individual?
What a favor is a Muri.
Do you want favor as a family?
This is the way to go.
Don't deny it.
Bambu zikora ndinoro kuti Our
problem is you are afraid that the people say no. Don't you know?
I was preaching at one funeral.
It's not wine.
Out in the countryside where we have our sister groups.
That looks like that we have missionary, but we have a church. I came to a place where I felt so good in the spirit. And then I
said,
some people think that when you are a Christian, you are a fool. And I asked them, if you were to get someone who is foolish, can you come and pick me? Can you pick me as an example of a foolish person? Before you pick me, I would have chosen you as the foolish one.
Amen. Amen.
This is the greatest wisdom.
Nokutapa uri kungoudzwa zvinhu nenzira yekuita zvinhu nemunhu wakafamba nzira yacho akapedza kudhara.
You are being told the way to go by a person who has traveled the way before.
The prophet himself says, I tried it and I know it works.
I tried it and I found out that it works.
Amen.
To be absent when you are there. To be absent when you are there.
The
change of robes, but he had just to go in sneaking and find somewhere to sit. Until a certain prostitute went to him.
Amadamu.
Brethren,
let's
help one another.
Gatsa overtake one left nechipere.
Let's not be overtaken by prostitutes. And by some other people whom we have judged, cast away. Don't walk around judging.
This one is sitting away.
This one is 7 feet. This one is 7 feet.
Let's not do that.
Gatsadara.
Let's never get used.
Gatsapataka jairai
to God's word.
Shokuramaya.
Ukaona mwe wangu jairai shoku wakulinga. We have altar uchin.
If you find yourself getting used to the word of God, run to the altar. Because it's there.
He talks about the farmer and his cat, how it went making noise and came back. I will not continue, otherwise we will not finish.
And I just
picked the thought
in line with
the life of our pastor.
And
if you and me have not been able to overcome, that's where we want to start from. That's how we can become humble. In other way, there is no way we can invite God into our life unless and until we are able to overcome self.
Hatina ime nzira yekwanisa kuunza Mwari muupenyu hwedu kunze kwekunge uye kusvikira tazvininipisa.
Mwari
wakuropa fatsi.